This is where I put my remarks.
It's more space for microphones than my remarks. Well, good afternoon. I'm James Knowles, Mayor of the City of Ferguson. Yesterday, Ferguson City Manager John Shaw, Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson, and Ferguson City Attorney Stephanie Carr, along with myself, met with the Department of Justice officials in downtown St. Louis to receive the final report of their investigation into the policies and practices of the City of Ferguson Police Department. The 100-page document outlined five specific areas of concern in which the Ferguson Police Department engaged in a pattern or practice of unlawful conduct that violates the United States Constitution and federal law. The Department of Justice began their investigation of the Ferguson Police Department on September 4, 2014. During the past 6 months, city officials have cooperated with the Department of Justice to supply tens of thousands of documents, which included thousands of emails from 75 employees of the City of Ferguson and other electronic materials from the Ferguson Police Department. The city also arranged ride-alongs for Department of Justice investigators to observe Ferguson police officers while on duty. During the meeting on Tuesday, Department of Justice officials informed the City of Ferguson that a review of city emails uncovered explicit racial bias by three individuals who are employed by the City of Ferguson Police Department. Let me be clear. This type of behavior will not be tolerated in the Ferguson Police Department or in any department of the City of Ferguson. Immediately upon leaving that meeting, the three individuals were placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. One has since been terminated, and the other two are still awaiting the outcome of an internal investigation. These actions taken by these individuals are in no way representative of the employees of the City of Ferguson. But today's report allows the City of Ferguson to identify the problems not only in our police department, but in the entire St. Louis region. We must do better, not only as a city, but as a state and a country. We must all work to address issues of racial disparity in all aspects of society. As mentioned by the Department of Justice, there are several initiatives that are already taking place in the City of Ferguson and in the Ferguson Police Department. They are as follows. The Ferguson Police Department is in the process of hiring three new officers. We hope to have an update on these positions and the racial makeup of these new hires sometime in the next week. The Ferguson Police Department has hired one correction officer since August 9th of 2014. One African-American female candidate was hired for that position out of a pool of approximately 91 applicants. The Ferguson Police Department has also hired two assistant court clerks since August 9th of 2014. Both positions were filled by African-American females from a pool of 64 applicants. All Ferguson Police Department officers have completed mandatory diversity training as of December 31st, 2014. The Ferguson Police Department has also begun an Explorer program in the Ferguson-Florissant School District beginning in January of 2015. The goal of this program is for officers to engage youth in the law enforcement profession, as well as potentially recruit them for police officer positions in the future. I've also convened a task force made up of residents, businesses, and law enforcement to create a civilian oversight board that will review complaints and provide citizen input into the policies and procedures of the Ferguson Police Department. The task force meets weekly, and its efforts are already underway. This groundbreaking initiative will be one of the first of its kind in this region. Lastly, the City of Ferguson has retained the services of an independent consultant recommended by the Department of Justice to conduct a patrol staffing and deployment study. Finally, I would like to speak briefly about our efforts to reform the Ferguson Municipal Court. The City of Ferguson has acted in August and in September of 2014 to implement several additional reforms and programs. The City of Ferguson was the first community in this region to undertake such steps. In September 2014, the Ferguson City Council repealed several provisions of the Municipal Code relating to fees, such as an administrative fee of the police department when overseeing the release of a towed vehicle or on the recall of a warrant upon request. In addition, there is no longer a specific offense for failing to appear, which would eliminate certain additional fees and court costs for individuals in the court system. Pending charges of failing to appear, which were issued prior to the reforms taking place, are being dismissed as they come before the municipal court. Finally, the municipal court judge has also implemented new procedures and programs. A new docket was established specifically for those who are having trouble paying fines. A defendant may appear and speak to the judge and or prosecutor about different payment plans or potential alternative sentencing. The city has also passed an ordinance in September of 2014 to cap municipal court revenues at 15% of the city's overall budget. This is half of the legal limit allowed under state of Missouri law. This ordinance has also specified that any excess municipal court revenue will be appropriated for community projects. These are just some of the initiatives that the city of Ferguson has taken and will continue to take moving forward to hopefully move this city, its residents, and our entire community forward. Thank you.
Mayor, do you intend to sign the consent decree?
Well,
Mayor?
Will Chief Jackson stay? Is Chief
How
Jackson staying?
How do you ensure accountability according to compliance with DOJ directives?